you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's B-Y-T-E.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tonight on Nightly Pop.
So I have a really exciting and special story to share.
She has more rings than LeBron James right
okay,
now.
Okay, stop.
When Auntie Kendall comes over with her pet,
there's poop.
That's a beautiful horse.
Like, I know we're supposed to be talking about the poop, but this felt very majestic.
Well, the horse might have a good surgeon, because the girls all do.
I'm sorry, Kathy, you're not gonna get away with it.
The door is locked. Should we unlock it?
No, don't unlock it.
Don't unlock that.
I would just be more pissed if I was locked out of somewhere and I had that mask on.
Yeah.
I already look ridiculous and you're not gonna open the door, bitch. Slide into bed with us starting right now. You guys, it is Monday. Welcome to Nightly Pop.
Yeah. Ooh,
feeling kind of good. Zach Noe Towers is back with us.
Yes.
Welcome Zach. Back.
Hi, I'm the little Prozac for the show.
Prozac.
Yeah.
I love it.
Wow.
Hunter is here. How you feeling? Did you have a good weekend?
I had a great weekend. It was lovely. Spent some time with my mother.
All weekends. Okay, we gotta get started because Bennifer is engaged, everybody. Woo-hoo! All right, so a source tells us that he actually proposed a few... We have a source? All right. I was like, wait a minute, we got a source?
The source is Twitter.
So we actually have a source that tells us that Ben actually proposed a few weeks ago, but she just made the announcement over the weekend. You know, she made the announcement because she put it in an interesting way. Take a look.
So I have a really exciting and special story to share. So if you're not part of my inner circle, you have to go to onthejlo.com to hear this one. This one's definitely on the JLo.
I'm perfect.
I guess that we subscribed, because we got the information. You guys, is it weird, though, that she plugged the telling of the engagement with the newsletter? You had to basically sign up to find out that she was engaged. And this is the sixth engagement she's had.
Six times the charm. No. What is it? Oh, no, six engagements means you can now make a charm bracelet out of your rings. That's what it is. I messed it up.
Did this make it less special to you?
I don't think it's weird. Everything's content, but when does the hustle end?
Yeah.
When does it end? You don't need to bait us with information. When does it end? I'm tired. My newsletter would be like, got tested for STIs this week. Subscribe if you want to find out which ones I have.
That's actually interesting. If you were doing a newsletter, what would you put in it?
Nothing. I don't want a newsletter at all. I can promise you guys right now, if I was in any sort of relationship, if I got engaged, if I had a partner, you wouldn't find out about it for years. That's just the honest truth.
I can't do that. Like, something happens, I'm like, bitch, guess what happened?
Yeah, like, if I've gone on, like, dates before, like, a third date with a girl, and I'll tell Nina, I'm going on a third date tonight. She's like, what? You didn't tell me about the first date or the second date.
The thing is if you're having a first date, that means you had conversations, you met, you found someone you liked enough to go on a date. Why the wouldn't I hear about that stuff? Why wouldn't you say, I met somebody?
Because they don't pan out, right?
So yeah, I'd be like, calling.
That's still fun every time you meet someone. when you tell your friends, I met somebody.
No, as soon as I started calling you right after every first date, you'd be like, okay, lose my number. This is
no,
quite a bit.
No, that's not true at all. I love good tea.
Yeah.
I love tea. I love information. Call me with it all.
Well, then you should be in J-Lo's new underground thing that she's doing. Also, six rings is, this is to put in perspective, she has more rings than LeBron James right
okay,
now.
Okay, stop.
She's tied for rings with Michael Jordan, and she has one less ring than Saturn.
Hunter! Okay, fine, we'll move on. You guys, in other news, it's getting very petty between Bravo stars Erica Jane and Garcelle Bouvet. So, Erica posted this video throwing Garcelle's new memoir in the trash. As we know, they are together on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Apparently, Garcelle unfollowed Erica, and then Erica responded to the unfollow with the book in the trash. I haven't seen Garcelle respond as we have taped this, but she might later.
I mean, I'm kind of a fan of Garcelle.
Yeah.
Garcelle and I have something.
something made up in your head.
Subscribe to hunteronthelow.com to find out what it is. But I do hope that Erica Jane had to go to a Barnes & Noble. I hope that there was long lines, and I hope her card was declined when she bought the book. And I hope it was overpriced.
Oh, my God. Oh my gosh, you are going hard for your girl, Garcelle.
Yeah, also, why did Erica Jane throw away a calculator? Seems like she'd need that.
There's so much stuff in there.
Is there a fax machine in that thing?
Maybe that's actually just her purse. You know, the garbage can?
Stop! Anyway, there was another big celebration this weekend. Khloe Kardashian's daughter, True, she turned 4. They had a big blowout party for her, and Kim's daughter, North, shared a special message for her cousin. There were other cousins in that video. We just wrote North.
Well, North
Penelope wrote, was in the video.
Yeah, North said four sucks, which is pretty, that's pretty jaded for
that's
a child
bitter.
To be like, I passed that year, thank God. I will say 4 was my worst year too, so I get it. My parents got a divorce that year.
Oh,
my goodness.
Yeah, it was a lot of yelling.
And it was your fault?
And it was my fault. They both said it.
I'm glad that you didn't buy into his bullshit.
Zach, not at all.
For you.
I'd get divorced if I had Hunter as a child.
Oh my gosh. All right, you guys. Well, sometimes friends and family can drop by with an unwanted guest, like Kendall's pet horse. It left some special gifts at Kim's house.
When Auntie Kendall comes over with her
horse.
Pet.
Yeah.
There's poop.
How beautiful. Okay, there goes my grass.
Let's not rip the grass out.
That's a beautiful horse.
Like, I know we're supposed to be talking about the poop, but this felt very majestic. I thought we were looking at a unicorn.
Well, the horse might have a good surgeon, because the girls all do.
Jesus.
Look at that hair. I mean, Kim is definitely wearing that as a ponytail at some point.
Oh,
we are
going to
get some ponytails out of this horse, honey.
Wow. It's a beautiful horse.
The question they have me asking is, would you be annoyed if someone brought a horse to your house? I don't know.
With today's gas prices, I'd be pretty flattered. You know the price per gallop right now?
Stop.
You're on one today. Price per gallop, that was good.
Thanks, thank you.
I don't think a horse would fit at my 2-bedroom apartment, so... No, I wouldn't be too.
I love running into horses in LA because it's just the most random shit ever.
Yeah.
But every now and then in LA, somebody has a horse.
They're big ass animals, and I'm sure her horse smells fine. But most horses smell like
horses.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, they have a stench. There's a little bit of stench. Majestic creatures, but you know, maybe if you take good care of them. I mean, I've only been around like the hood horses, so I don't know what a real,
are hood horses?
You know, just like the kind that, you know, you can go for a ride on. I'm not going to stables and like, you know, fun places
like that.
You're
talking about the horses that wash your windshield when you stop at a red light in Culver City?
Horses begging for some change. Yeah. Yes, exactly. They don't have the best money. All right, you guys, let's talk about Lizzo because she is feeling herself. So she showed off her assets while boarding a private jet in a sexy workout set. I don't have a problem with the outfit, but not on a jet.
It's a private jet. She can rub her ass on anything she wants.
That's true. It is private. If this was a commercial flight, I would have a problem. Like, if I gotta sit in this seat, for a bare ass in a plane seat. If, in general, for comfortability.
If yeah. I was in a commercial flight and I saw a woman walking down in that outfit with that ass, I'd just be waiting like, is she going to sit next to me? Is she going to sit next
to
me?
This is practically naked.
Bro. Yeah.
But my concern is for Lizzo's comfortability on a flight. When I go on a flight, I try to be in the most comfortable outfit as possible.
Sure.
This does not seem like she is going to be comfortable on this flight.
I'm worried gay men are going to see this outfit and just steal it.
We have to take a break, but coming up, what divided Kyle Richards and Kathy Hilton? More Housewives Talk. Plus, we find out why looking for your partner's phone might not be a good idea. That's next.
Boom!
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So we have to talk about the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills trailer. It is packed with all of the drama, and we're really dying to know what Kathy Hilton did to Kyle.
You said some things about this beautiful sister of yours. I'm sorry, Kathy, you're not gonna get away with it.
I feel like you hate me or something.
Kyle.
How could you say those things?
Kyle.
The door is locked. Should we unlock it?
No, don't unlock it.
Don't unlock it.
They just leaving Kathy out in the cold, child. They turn on somebody every season. I did not expect it to be Kathy Hilton. Hunter, you've met Kathy. You work with Paris.
Yeah.
How are you feeling about how she's being treated? Two of your faves are kind of getting it this season.
Well, I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about this, but we've talked about it, Paris and I, and I know what happened with this exact situation because it was like right after one of the podcasts. I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, but Kathy went to Kyle's house and started throwing up gang signs and said, this ain't it, mother. Kathy pulls out a butterfly knife, and I swear to God, she starts stabbing the door.
No.
This is all true. Paris
no.
then comes with a bat with a barbed wire wrapped around it. It's like a Harlequin thing. I don't know what's going on. This happened for about 2.5 hours. And I'm sitting there like, whoa, this is, no one's gonna believe me. And look, oh, now nobody believes me. This is exactly what I'm afraid of.
Is this all just to avoid because you really know some tea?
No, I don't know anything.
This is just awful. I mean, how would you feel if you were somewhere and people that you know are just like, no, me and Hunter are like, don't open the door.
Locked me out. I guess at that point, I have enough money to break the window.
That's true.
So.
I would just be more pissed if I was locked out of somewhere and I had that mask on.
Yeah.
I already look ridiculous and you're not gonna open the door, bitch.
Oh
like,
my God.
Now we're gonna fight.
Yeah.
Moving on, the couples from the ultimatum have just moved back in together, but things are looking a little sketch with April's fiance, Jake. After he passed out drunk, April decided to seize the opportunity.
I came over here, you're passed out, your phone was unlocked, and I opened your phone and I went through it. I found videos on Jake's phone filming this close up. To Ray's ass doing this shit at the club.
Videos. Why are you going through my phone right now?
Why are there multiple videos? And I am psycho and I airdrop them to myself.
You are trying right now to make me look like the worst guy in the world. If she would have just asked me about the things in my phone, I've been open and honest with her and showed her.
There is no reason to have videos of bitches doing this at the club. That's cheating.
That's not cheating, because it was a joke. You didn't know the behind the story. I wasn't just filming her ass for no reason.
Sure. What is worse, you guys? Is it your partner videotaping a girl twerking or you going through your partner's phone finding the video of them twerking?
The latter. First of all, if I see a girl twerking on my boyfriend's phone, I'm confused. I love that we get to see this girl twerk twice in this promo and not the other girl. Like, she's the twerker in my head.
Right.
If someone went through my phone, we're done.
You would break up with somebody for that?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow. I'm not on that boat with you, my friend.
Really?
That boat.
You guys would allow someone to like not ask permission and just go through your phone?
I don't think you have a choice if somebody does it behind your back.
But how do you trust them after that?
Well, how do they trust you if you're cheating in the phone?
Good point.
Yeah. I don't think it's cheating that he's filming other girls' butts. I just think it's weird.
If my partner was doing that, we would have a very serious conversation that could get violent.
Yeah. No.
With words. Okay, you guys, finally Selling Sunset is coming back for season 5. I can't wait. Which means the fans get to see behind the scenes of Chrishell's brief romance with Jason.
We're in Greece. Vacation has started.
I'm in love, babe.
For now, I feel like things are going really well.
I would love it if Chrishell and Jason got married. I just don't want Jason to hurt her, though.
Where are you guys on babies?
It is risky when you're in an office and you're obviously dating your boss.
I was wondering why I wasn't getting listings. And then I was like, oh, yeah, it's because I'm not f***ing my boss.
That is rich coming from her. You know what? I am f***ing the boss.
I mean, is dating a coworker or a boss ever a good idea?
I want you to answer this since you're friends with Chrishell.
Look, I think that there are situations. I think there are circumstances where people's energy, like he knew her when she was married. He knew her through her breakup. They had a genuine friendship first. Yeah. He was genuinely friends with her. And there was no funny business. Like, she was dating other people. But there were always, to me, even as friends, he was always next to her in all the pictures. He was always very protective of her as friends. So I just think, like, when there's a good energy, sometimes you look up and you're like, why don't I try this? Mm. Like, it's really not in your thought. There have definitely been guys that I've been friends with where I'm like, why am I not dating him? Like, he's such a great guy. You know, so I think that can happen. And sometimes it's a coworker, you know?
How have you guys navigated your secret relationship?
Zach, thank you for joining us today.
You can we'll take you this never. One. You can take it.
Hunter, you posted a baby, I guess. Uh-huh. I wasn't really on the gram this weekend like that.
Right.
But, you know, on the timeline anyway.
I posted my cousin's baby.
You posted a baby. And I got so many people at me like Nina. And I was like, why am I being added about this baby?
Because you know we'd have a cute baby.
We would have a cute baby.
There's no doubt about that. And there's only one way to find out.
Okay. All right.
There's no,
you're done.
You know, other way, really.
You wouldn't even be able to handle this vagina voodoo. Ooh!
All right. Happily die.
We gotta take a break. Coming up, we have a relationship coach who picks the best supermarket aisle to hit on someone. Boy Bye is next, and noted. Welcome back. Okay, so have you ever got advice from someone who you suddenly realized didn't know what the hell they were talking about? It's time for Boy Bye. Hunter. First up, we have Johnny, who has an idea on how to approach a woman at the supermarket.
If you see a woman that you find attractive and, you know, she doesn't seem so hostile, she looks, you know, a bit kind of relaxed, you could go into the fruit and veg aisle and if you say something like, oh my God, you know, those look so ripe,
oh my
so
God.
Perfect for the picking right now. And then you just go, excuse me, and then just lean over and, you know, pull out the avocados or something.
Okay, wait, I'm so sorry. Oh gosh, these men on these, I think as a general rule, please never listen to anyone's advice on YouTube.
I would say the other guys we've talked about, yes, but this guy doesn't seem to be that much of an issue.
And I love that he says, you know, if she doesn't look too hostile. Who's hostile in the fruit and veggie aisle? who's walking around hostile in the fruit and veggie aisle?
I think he experiences a lot of hostile women in the fruit and veggie aisle because he does like this.
As he should.
Yeah.
You know, there's very few men who would be able to pull that line off. Chris Evans could say that. I'd be okay with it.
Chris Evans could come up to you in the fruit and veggie aisle and be like, do you want to take some of these vegetables back and them together? And you'd be like, yeah, let's go.
Hunter, I wouldn't vegetables. All right, next up, we have Ethan, who says, this method for sliding into a girl's DMs works 100% of the time.
Whoa.
What you're going to want to do is you're going to want to take a picture, a screenshot from her Instagram feed. You're going to put that, you're going to put that to Snapchat, right? You're going to like, put like, your cute, what's your number, with an emoji. And I'll throw up a picture so it doesn't confuse you, but you're going to want to do that, and you're going to want to send that to her. And that usually works.
Okay, let me say this. The delivery wasn't the best.
But the strategy.
But I do think this is actually kind of cute. Because I do. okay. Would this work for you?
So I've done something similar to this, actually. Yes. I, during the pandemic especially, had a photo of myself, but it said, you're cute, and my phone number, and I would airdrop it to guys.
Oh. So you didn't know them?
Nope.
Oh.
And
so just a stranger.
Oh, you hate this.
Yeah, I don't love that.
I've been
at a bar or something.
Sure.
Okay. I've been... Other places? What do you mean, sure?
I mean, I've done it at Target.
Okay.
You're making Nina me doesn't... feel very judged.
No, no judgment. I'm just processing.
Nina doesn't know what it's like for us gay men. Since the break, by the way, I have decided to Zach's followers, I'm going for it.
Oh, let's decided. Go.
You were going to regret saying that.
Because you know Zach is putting that part on his Instagram.
Yes. I'm going to get so many airdrops this weekend.
Okay, do people use airdrop as a way of flirting?
I've received photos that way before, and it's kind of exciting to be like, someone wants to airdrop you a picture, and you're like, accept, and you're like, what's this picture going to be?
And what usually is it?
I'd rather not say.
Okay.
No.
Okay, last we have the Attractive Man's YouTube channel. I did not know this was a thing.
Oh, I can't wait to see what he looks like.
Let's see, okay. I feel like when you call it the Attractive Man channel, you set up yourself for judgment. But anyway, this relationship coach has the best responses for when a girl says that she has a boyfriend.
And this is probably my all-time favorite. Is he the one? Now, you have to say this, again, in a very unaffected way. Can't be like, oh, is he the one? No, don't do that. Look happy for her and just casually say, that's awesome, but I'm curious. Oh. Do you think he's the one? Well, if there's any sign of doubt, then there's a pretty good chance that they're gonna break up in the near future.
Oh, man.
We need to sage this room after all this bad advice.
If I say I have a boyfriend, I may not, there's a 50% chance I don't. And I'm telling you I have a boyfriend because I want you to leave me alone.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know,
accurate.
So if a woman says I have a man, that's her polite way of saying I'm not interested. Mm-hmm.
How did Hunter lock you down?
Okay. I would lock him down, Zach,
that's true.
I would allow myself to be locked down, Zach. I would be
tying my hands to the bed frame. All right, you guys. We are done with the sketchy love advice. Zach. Thank you so much for joining us.
Zach
is going to be with us all week, and you guys, so will Hunter, by the way.
Yeah.
Surprise, surprise. Don't forget to set your DVR so you guys don't miss a thing. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Yeah.